In this bulletin, Prime Minister Scott Morrison calls for calm in Southeast Asia. Australian politicians pay tribute to former Nationals leader Tim Fischer. And in NRL, Canterbury could be one step closer to reaching the finals after defeating the Parramatta Eels. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is calling for calm in Southeast Asia, with tensions running high between Vietnam and China over movements in the South China Sea. Relations between the two countries are under pressure after a Chinese oil exploration ship and Coast Guard escort spent recent weeks in Vietnam's exclusion economic zone. Mr. Morrison landed in Vietnam yesterday afternoon, making him the first Australian leader since 1994 to make an official bilateral visit to the country. Mr. Morrison says the two countries want an open, inclusive and prosperous Indo-Pacific.
Here we are, two different societies, two different systems, two nations who were once engaged in terrible conflict, but who now work together on so many fronts in peace. Partners for a stable, peaceful, prosperous and independent region, a region of sovereign independent states, resistant to coercion, but open to engagement on the basis of shared interests.
Australian politicians are paying tribute to former Nationals leader and Deputy Prime Minister Tim Fischer. Mr. Fischer died yesterday, aged 73, following a battle with cancer. Former Liberal leader John Hewson says Mr. Fischer was true to his values and will be dearly missed.
I mean, Tim was a great Australian. We worked very well together as a team in the early 90s with some pretty tough issues, but I always found him to be a man of very strong principle. He worked and lived by those principles, conspicuously so, and he was often quite quirky about some of his comments and ideas and so on, but he's a very genuine person, and you know, what you saw was definitely what you got.
French President Emmanuel Macron is urging British Prime Minister Boris Johnson to keep the island, Northern Ireland, backstop in his Brexit plans. Mr. Macron has described the backstop as indispensable to preserving political stability and trade. The backstop, opposed by Mr. Johnson, aims to prevent a hard border between Ireland and Northern Ireland and keeps Britain aligned to the European Union Customs Union. Despite Mr. Macron's concerns about the backstop, Mr. Johnson insists it must be ditched if a no-deal Brexit on the 31st of October is to be avoided.
I want a deal, and I think we can get a deal, and a good deal. I was powerfully encouraged by our conversations in Berlin with our mutual friends. And I know that with energy and with creativity and application, we can find a way forward for all our businesses and our citizens. It is vital for trust in politics that if you have a referendum, then you should act.
A fresh push to repatriate Rohingya refugees from Bangladesh to Myanmar has fallen flat. Local media reports that no one arrived yesterday to get on 5 buses and 10 trucks organised by Bangladesh. Members of the Muslim minority, 740,000 of whom fled a military offensive in 2017, are refusing to return unless their citizenship and safety are ensured. Some 3,500 Rohingya refugees have been cleared to return home, but virtually none have volunteered to do so, despite Myanmar and Bangladesh signing a repatriation deal. Qantas will run test services of its planned 19-hour flights to determine whether passengers and crew can withstand the marathon journeys. The airline wants to operate non-stop services from Sydney to London and New York by as soon as 2022. The services would be the world's longest direct flights. The trial flights will begin later this year, each carrying up to 40 passengers who will have their health monitored on the journey. Prince William and his family have reportedly rejected the use of private jets during a recent holiday trip, instead opting to travel as economy passengers. The Duke and Duchess of Cambridge flew to Scotland with their 3 children and a nanny yesterday for an annual break at the Queen's retreat. Prince Harry and his wife Meghan Markle have faced recent backlash over their use of private jets, despite their campaigning to save the environment. A human rights group is urging international football's peak body to act quickly on accusations of sexual and emotional abuse brought by the Afghan women's national team. The allegations from players are aimed at members of the Afghanistan Football Federation, the body responsible for managing the women's team. In June, FIFA banned the Afghan Football Federation's president, Karamuddin Karim, for life and fined him approximately $1.5 million after allegations he sexually abused players. But Human Rights Watch says the federation is yet to conduct a full investigation of all officials implicated by the allegations. In the NRL, Canterbury is one step closer to the finals after beating the Parramatta Eels last night 12-6. The Bulldogs have overcome a poor start to the season to be on the brink of making the finals, but would need to win two more games against North Queensland and Brisbane. Canterbury were in last spot up until round 15, but it's now possible they could make the top eight. And now a look at today's weather. Perth, rain with a possible morning storm, 16. Adelaide, sunny, 18. Melbourne, much the same, 17. Hobart, partly cloudy, 15. Canberra, sunny, 15. Wollongong, similar conditions, 18. Sydney, mostly sunny, 19. Newcastle, also mostly sunny, 20. Brisbane, much the same, 23. Cairns, sunny, 27. And Darwin, morning smoke, then sunny, 32. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.